Hey guys, welcome to Kratos Podcast. My name is NRA and with me I have
Misha
and Leonard Fidel.
And today we're here to talk about buying or building your first house, and we're here to consider all the factors involved in it so I can decide which is better.
Yep! Stay tuned.
Right.
The Kratos Hub, a podcast on architecture, youth spaces, cities and creative ideas, powered by Kratos Idea Lab. New episode monthly.
Would you advise somebody to buy his first house?
Well, as regards cost, it's more advisable to buy. Statistics from Homeowners Association has shown that it's cheaper to buy a house. And in some cases, yeah, the house already existing. So
yes.
Maybe it's not like a brand new house. So the value has even dropped. So you can buy.
Okay, okay.
So it's cheaper, it's way cheaper.
For real.
To buy a house. And you know the cost of buying a house keeps building a house keeps increasing.
Yes, material. Yeah.
So it's land. Better you go back. It's like going back in time to buy something. So the profit margin.
Okay. Okay, so Fido, what's your opinion, Fido?
Well, there's a whole lot to consider, but if you're buying a building, if you are not experienced, if you're not a good manager, I'll advise you just go ahead and buy. The reason is the stress involving looking for land, getting real estate agents, bringing all the team of people to conclude and achieve a successful project is really, really enormous. So it is easier to just buy. Go ahead
easier
and buy.
To buy.
Yes. So okay. Based on the stress, I'll advise you just buy.
Okay, okay. Now that we have the groundwork there, so buying. But still, I feel there's still some basic consideration, like the cons of buying. For example, we know we're in Nigeria. Buildings can, if you don't know the system, who built this structure?
Quality,
yeah, the quality, exactly. The standard they adhere to by building it. So sometimes it may be tricky. We may say, okay, yeah, buy, but the process involved, did they use the right? The engineer did do his due diligence to ensure that the structure is very what's that structural term?
Structurally sound.
Yeah, and the architects involved and spaces to standard, living standard, is it convenient enough? What is the environment like? So those options, those factors also will affect whether your decision on whether you should buy.
Yes, and all that you said is a very, very good point, but then it is still under the factor of when you're buying, this is still the minimal stress you have to go through when buying a house, you know, bringing people to ensure that the structural strength of the building is good enough, and bringing architects to check the space and know this space is based on living standards.
Yeah.
So it is a small stress compared to
building. Okay. Yeah, but like I said, we just favor buying now, so we talk about beauty. So okay, I think we can frame it better. If you were to buy your first house,
yes,
your first home,
yes,
what are the factors you look at? If you were to buy your first house,
I think greenery. Presence of greenery is really important to me. Never want to live in a house without a yard.
Okay. I want ample space around.
Yes, ample space. Although multi-family housing are cool, but I really want to have my own space. I don't want someone living above me or below me. I want it to be my space.
Like the solitary homes,
yes,
like vegetation mansions.
Yes. So I want a green building and I want to be in total control.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what something I mean. Then the spaces, it's really important because most real estate owners in Nigeria, they just want to sell. So sometimes they don't check out how convenient
dimensions,
so
sizes,
really,
orientation,
yeah,
sun,
small and
location.
No.
What's your idea of what the living space should be like?
As big and as free as possible.
Okay.
In fact, I prefer when real estate owners adopt a method of building free spaces and allowing the people moving into the home to configure their space.
Yeah.
Instead of restricting them, just place pillars or any other thing you need to place so I can
the
space.
Like an open plan.
Yeah,
open
so I can define what I want.
Spaces around.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, great. Awesome. So, Fido, how about you?
Well, if I'm going to a building, if I'm buying a house, I think most of the things he said are still most of the things I'll look out for. First thing first is the cost. I'll first have to work with my budget. After working my budget, the next thing is bringing all the right professionals to ascertain and know that, okay, this cost and this thing that actually like which is the first thing I can do as a buyer that is not experienced. The next thing is bringing people to ascertain that this product I actually like,
yeah,
is good enough and up to standard and is going to last the test of time. After that, the next thing is now
audios.
And basically just one
that he has no witch ghost on fellow. There's no witch
living. Yes. Because you can have a king size bedroom and all of that, but all is still based on the process and all that. But then even like what you said, you know.
But let's assume you have like a very workable, feasible budget, like you have a 100 million for example.
Yes.
Yeah. 100 million can get you a decent house.
Location, another thing too.
Not in Bintama. Not in Bintama. Life camp, baby.
Location is another thing too.
Take your life camp.
Location is something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then how about building? If you had to build your first house, what are the things you look at? What are the factors? I know you're an architect, but let's just speak generally without giving out all the details. Like, but if you had to build your first house.
Okay. Yeah. If I'm to build my first house, so I'll do this as a layman. So I'll do it so you can all follow. I think first thing you first do is either you decide the neighborhood and the location where you would like to stay. That is going to reduce your spread of search. The range which you're going to search. Now after getting the required land, like let's say okay, this is the location where. Now the next thing is to get maybe contact a real estate agent. Tell them this is the range of this thing I'm looking for in so area, this location, this location, this location, and all that is based on maybe you like the infrastructure, maybe the road connection from that place to the town, maybe ease of commute and all that.
Exactly.
Now after doing that, then the real estate agent is now going to look for a befitting land that is okay for you at your budget within those specified location.
Yeah.
Now the next thing will now be to
this building, right? Like
yes. The next thing will now be to bring in your surveyors. Bring your surveyor to come and check the land, come and check all the map out the region and the beacon for the land and you know, define your own space in that land. Now after doing that, the surveyor is also going to go around and ascertain that all the documents about that land are genuine. So that well, we know by land
exactly. And that's another issue, the agreement. Who showed it to you? Exactly. Is it government property? What's the land use?
So they have to check FCDA, all those, they have to verify all the documents. Now after doing that, then the next phase will now be to bring in your design team. Bringing in the design team, most of the time it's actually even better to the process of while the surveyor is working, you can have your design team working ready in order to move speedily. So if you have your design team working, this is the architect who's going to be the master of everything. Now if the architect designs, let's say he comes up with a very befitting design that's okay, now then you go for approval. They have to approve that design.
Yeah, I get okay.
They have to approve that design and know it's within the specification of that. Then afterwards, then you bring in engineers who keep on like that.
I try as much as possible to say don't go technical. This guy just went technical.
I'm a layman.
Anyway. Okay.
Yeah, I get. So since he has only technical aspect, I think for me, if I want to build a house, the way I see home, right? I consider home building or architecture is more like a story you want to tell.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a song,
extension
it's a
of your personality.
Yes. So you just want to show yourself through your house.
Yeah.
To be able to say, this is Fidelis home, Eddie's home.
Yeah.
Just by saying it, because it reflects who the person is.
Exactly. Because the kind of your personality influences the way you dress.
Yes.
The kind of person you like to go. So it should influence your house as
your
well.
House, your house. It's your art. And I think homes are very important in the life of individuals because basically you have an emotional connection to your home.
Yeah.
Once you reach your home, there's a particular feel you have because you're at home.
Yes, safety.
And basically, it's all you have before afterlife, and that's if there's an afterlife. So basically, I wish I should say, it's basically what you have here. So why don't you make it as comfortable and as you as possible?
Yeah.
I think that can be done with architect.
Jumping in.
I know in this part of the world it's easy to say I want a two bedroom, I want a three bedroom. But design is not like that. Design is basically interpreting what the client wants. The client should bring a brief. Even if it's a one bedroom, there's a way you should want your own one bedroom. You shouldn't want the one bedroom he has because you're not the same person with the guy. So even if you want it, maybe an improvement on the design, fine. But you should.
I don't know how people say they want design. See what this guy have done. See, you see that was at the street.
At the other shop,
I need something like that. That works a little bit. That works. That's what most people are doing already.
Yeah,
but there's a better way, and that's why, like you said, you need an architect. I think the first, you guys have said everything actually, but I think the best person to advise you on the first person you should meet when deciding either to buy or build is an architect. Is the best person in position to tell you, give you the factors and bring the team together, advise you, oh, you need this guy here. Oh, have you done this? He knows everything, like he's the manager in the project. So the architect is the best person to advise you concerning anything regarding building or buying your first house. Okay, to summarize everything, when buying, there are some key factors you need to look at. And although it's easier, it's simpler because it saves you the stress of going through selecting land, designing and all, you just see a finished product. So the key factors, like we said initially, measured, can you remember?
Yeah, the budget. The location as well. Yeah, and I think
your test
in your style, what you would prefer. So basically, these are the they affect both buying or building.
Yeah. I think this is to end it now.
I think to end, I would suggest you go through the route of buying before ending up in building.
Okay.
Yeah, because you could go through survey. I want to buy. Let me see the houses are up for. Do they meet my
requirements?
Yeah, do they meet all the requirements I want? And sometimes you could be lucky, you could fall on old townhouses or some rustic kind of field you wanted. And
Nigeria.
Well,
guy, Nigeria.
You could be lucky.
Rustic means abandoned. Abandoned.
Actually, rustic videos are green buildings, abandoned. So basically, I think sometimes you could be lucky with buying a
yes,
house. You could be very lucky. Maybe the man is in a hurry to sell, or you know, something you want.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So in case you don't see what you want to buy, and you think the cost of remodeling, would be the same as building, then I think in that case you can go ahead and build to your test, build to whatever you want to live in your name.
Awesome. So if you have to advise whoever is watching, what we advise them to do? If they have the money, they are willing to get their first house. What do you advise them to do?
Okay, what I would advise them to do is basically what Meshak has said. First of all, start. It is easier to buy. So start with buying. Go around, drive around, look at houses. Look at those that actually just a little bit conform to your taste.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't get one that is suitable enough for you, you can use this as a case study with your architect to actually design something that actually suits and reflects your personality.
Yes. Awesome. So really emphasize it and drive the point home, you really do need an architect in any of this process.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, it's the best way to
architect school. It will give you the cost breakdown.
Yeah.
If you are remodeling, it will give you, based on accessing the structure, what do you think is the lifespan.
Another very important thing, even when buying, is when you're buying the house is not just what you pay for the house. Buying the house is also factoring in the remodeling cost. Yep. If you are going to buy the house and remodel it, you need to bring a valuer to check, quantify what it is you're going to remodel. Now add all that to the initial price which the person is asking for. Now factor all that. If it is too much, if it is way above, you know, the range of building your living room.
Okay, awesome. So thank you very much, guys. Thank you for your take, and thank you for being part of this show. It's up to you to decide, buy or build. Thank you very much. Don't forget to subscribe, like, comment, share. Let's know your opinions as well in the comment section. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right.